This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. It's always fun to think what a historic personality would do if faced with the same predicament this voter fraud has brought to President Donald Trump. Patton is his favorite general, likely the only one he respects. And I decided, just for an exercise in comic relief, since there seems to be none currently, I would play around with this for a minute. Now, George Patton was a master of offense. Never sit still, always attack, keep your enemy off balance. Which is exactly what we should be as gun rights advocates. We should always be on offense. Some people seem to think it's okay to be on defense all the time. They're just idiots. If you translate to the current situation, we see the Trump team collecting every piece of evidence possible showing massive voter fraud. Lots of pieces are in play, it appears. People are showing up with their phone photos of election workers covering windows so Republicans cannot see in. The litigation has started. I mean, you know, Pennsylvania has been told they're going to have to throw out all these ballots they took in after a certain amount of time. Lots of offenses in play right now. And that's critical, but it fails in one key respect. These lawsuits have antidotes. The other side shows up with their in-the-bag media pals, and they gaslight America with one story after another about how some fraudulent act was just a process error. It happens all the time. Here's where the fun comes in. So you can ask, we can ask, what would George Patton do? He would look for the aggressive move against which there is no defense, no antidote, no counterpunch, and he would give it all he's got. So the translation here is pick up the sandwiches, get Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, the Trump kids, gather some of the fraud witnesses, bring Rudy aboard, board Air Force One, and hit the road. And Trump and the team go to each of the six or seven states where Biden leads with clearly fraudulent votes. Rally time. The rally is an appeal to the tens of thousands who show up. I'm Donald Trump, and I'm here because your legislature has to certify fake votes. And I think that's, you know, BS. Only he actually says it out loud, and the crowd goes wild. You cannot let them certify fraud, or we lose our country. You get the rest of this. Now, Trump, since he has been involved in the process of politics, has changed every dynamic he's come across, and especially in this race. So what he's talking about now, it's about certifying clear fraud or not. Are you in or out, Ms. State Legislator? And every one of these legislatures has two houses there, and both are Republican. And even one of those chambers, and there are 12 to 14 chambers in six or seven states, says no, the Electoral College votes do not go to Biden. The matter goes to the House of Representatives. Trump wins. At the rally, Trump fires up the big screen TV showing videos of Democratic poll workers boarding up windows. A formerly anonymous poll watcher tells her story, clearly unrehearsed, of how she witnessed massive vote tampering. Throw Levin in there and he delivers a constitutional law lesson on why taking this to the legislature is exactly what the founders intended. Welcome to Electoral College 101. Trump attacks fake news, and then he attacks Fox News and adds them to the fake news people in the now famous back row with the red lights. And the crowd goes even wilder. State legislators, knowing what's coming, start siding with Trump. And being the showman, Trump marches them on stage, and they fire up the crowd even more about how Pennsylvania's legislature will not certify a clearly fraudulent election. I vote no. Who wants to be the Republican state legislator who votes yes to a massive vote fraud? And here's the important part. the patent part. So pay attention to this. There is no antidote from the left. Do you think the Antifa boys are going to try to mess up the hair of 50,000 people at a Trump rally in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or Arizona? They don't even know where those places are. When Mitt Romney and Ben Sasse scream that Trump is a dictator, and they will, he responds that he is simply following the Constitution. Is that a problem? When Trump or the poll workers show a fraud example on those big screens, do you really think 50,000 people are going to look at their phones, Google, or a Facebook fact checker to see if it's true? The mainstream media will lose its collective mind. And wild is just not descriptive enough. And this, there needs to be a better, more colorful adverb, but what can they do? When they scream, and they will, Trump replies that Joe and Kamala should have their own rallies. They should get to go to these Republican legislators and make their case. Count every vote. Big media and big tech does not even know who these legislators are. They run small businesses, they go to church, they play Little League baseball, they are flyover deplorables. They even shop at Walmart. Big media, Facebook, Google, YouTube, they are all helpless. They cannot threaten. There is no way to change votes electronically. There are no trucks of votes, tens of thousands marked only for Biden, not any other candidate showing up at midnight. They cannot censor because this is a person-to-person, no Twitter or Facebook needed. Trump can do rallies all over those states. And you can imagine the crowd sizes will be spectacular because this is cause marketing. This is not just someone just asking for a vote in another election. This is the President of the United States saying that the future of America is now. Everything is on the line. There is no tomorrow if we lose. America, as we know it, may be gone. And this is what presidents are hired to do. And Trump loves the gig. This is a cause. And your legislature needs to stand up. And in the Patton movie, General Patton says, we have exactly the right instrument at exactly the right place at exactly the right time. This kind of opportunity may not happen again for 1,000 years. Donald Trump is that instrument. Massive voter fraud that will elect a man in early dementia and a socialist VP that will try to end our way of life is that place. And exactly the right time is right now when the state legislatures must vote to certify or not. And if Trump pulls this off, and only he can pull this off, the deep state has met its match. I've spent this past week identifying and going after supposed, I've only done it once. I'm identifying supposed 2A advocates who are not for Trump. I don't understand a Second Amendment advocate that can vote for Biden and say they're for gun rights. I don't. And for that reason, that's why I've been going after these guys. Because some of these guys are, the arrogance and the intolerance and the condescension of some of these people. And if you want to catch one of these, go look at my Tuesday show, Lock and Load with Bill Frady, the Tuesday show, the middle hour. And you'll get to meet a gentleman named Rob Pincus. And like that fine Clint Eastwood movie, I turn him every which way but loose. I would have replayed it here if I could have made it a Gun Owners News Hour show. I've done that before. I don't think people like when I do that, so I decided to do, you know, the fresh content. But it's out there. I'm going after everybody who's not after freedom, who's not for it, and who gets out there and tries to confuse you into thinking that they are and you should listen to them. It's not a deep thought process. You either are or you're not. Easy enough to discern. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, this past week, this was called to my attention by somebody, some of you know, like that fine WYSL out there in Rochester, New York, Paloma Capana. She came on my show. We were talking about what's coming out of the New York State Bar Association. And as the joke goes, the only profession with a lower approval rating than Congress is being a lawyer. And a new report from the New York State Bar Association shows why that humor has legs. Across the country, since COVID began, since Antifa ramped up, we have seen record-smashing firearm sales so far, and we have two more months to go. Data are showing increasing gun owner diversity, including an estimated almost 7 million first-time buyers, depending on 5, 7, 10, I don't know. Now, the NYSBA's consensus and collaborative report ignores the overwhelming reason people are buying guns. They're concerned for their personal safety, so instead the authors push for more restrictive laws. And these policy recommendations, if they were adopted, would only further limit New Yorkers' constitutional rights and do little to reduce crime. Now, their executive summary begins. The legal profession has a responsibility to use its legal expertise to promote changes in the law that promote the public good. And NYSBA believes lawyers have a special role to play in addressing gun violence in America to protect the rule of law and the federal and state constitutions. Never mind that protecting the rule of law as established by policymakers, duly elected by voters, and lobbying and pushing for changing the law are fundamentally polar opposite approaches to the law. The Bar Association President Scott M. Carson set the table for his group's report, explaining recommendations made are a guide for New York lawmakers to follow, and the state's Bar Association has a special role to play by leading state legislators and other states to enact the laws they want. The arrogance right now is so thick that it's choking my throat, and I'm really seriously considering, you feel me? A sober examination would show that their gun control laws are failing in the state of New York. Violent crime has spiked by 76%, even as Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio slashed $1.5 billion in police funds in a city and state with among the strictest gun laws already. In the rest of the country, crime is falling. The FBI report shows crime continues to decline even as gun ownership grows to record highs. That's always been a thing. That's always been a thing for them. They can't ever explain this. They can't explain it, Lucy. Their grab bag full of gun control items includes banning modern sporting rifles. And that's always the one that we got to go to first. And I don't refer to these as modern sporting rifles. I don't own an AR-15 for sport. These are personal defense weapons. Okay? They want to ban those and any magazine capable of holding more than 10 rounds of ammunition. Now, they are likely aware that New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo already swung and missed on a standard capacity magazine ban as part of his 2013 New York Safe Act midnight overreach. And then he was rebuffed twice on the magazine limit, first by a federal judge in New York, and then by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. Additional recommendations include criminalizing private firearm transfers, enacting unenforceable and unconstitutional firearm storage mandates, imposing poorly drafted red flag laws that deny due process and Second Amendment rights, requiring a state license and mandatory registration to own a firearm, and banning hobbyists and gunsmiths from practicing their trade. And they might as well have printed a political brochure from Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety. That would have saved a lot of time and money. Now, congressional election results sort of demonstrate that we have once again, as Americans, rejected these gun control overtures. Former failed presidential candidate and billionaire Michael Bloomberg spent $1 billion to buy more seats for gun control and was rejected. I just went through, you know, listen, money in politics buys advertising. And it pays salaries of your staffs that are part of this organization that's trying to do whatever it is. And that's it. Here in South Carolina, where I live, everybody's talking about how Jamie Harrison had he spent $108 million that nobody in South Carolina donated this to him. This all came from out-of-state Democrat, big think tanks and billionaires and everything else. To beat Lindsey Graham. And I don't know how much Lindsey Graham spent, but he didn't have $108 million. And he still won. And we still won, for the most part. We have set and teed up the House of Representatives. That will fall in 2 years. Gun control groups, they spent millions on gun control platforms But they removed gun control messaging from the television ads because they know voters are turned off by the message. What they wanted to do was clandestinely elect candidates like they did in Arizona with Mark Kelly. He's a gun controller, and now the Giffords organization, has a senator in the U.S. Senate. In New York, anti-gun Democrats were rejected, and the state Senate was denied the supermajority needed to impose gun control even stricter than what Governor Cuomo previously attempted. The New York State Bar Association would have done well to recognize what policies would actually impact and reduce criminal gun violence in the Empire State. They could have, the gun industry will consult with these guys. If they were to be approached, depending on who they want to go to, they would, if it wasn't the actual one they needed to speak to, they would get lined up with them. And they could be shown the way. You know, there's something out there. It's the NSSF has something called the Real Solutions for Safer Communities. They would be willing to help educate them with that. But the New York State Bar Association didn't. And I really need to find out how much, maybe some of you that listen to WYSL, you can help me with this. How much sway does the New York State Bar Association actually have over your General Assembly? And why on earth do they believe that they are so omnipotent that the rest of the states look to them to see what works, even though the Gotham there is crimes exploding there? And now with the COVID-19 second wave or whatever, third wave or whatever, next wave, it's going to be worse in New York City. So I would really like to know somebody's opinion on that. And my email address is bill@lockinloadradio.com. Send me an email and let me know how that goes. I would love to know what you think their sway is over the state legislature. Because I saw some things out there. Your state legislature is beginning to change a little bit. And definitely your U.S. House contingent, that's changing a little bit. Good on you, New York. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News.
President Trump stepped in front of the White House press corps for the first time in more than a week to celebrate news of a successful COVID-19 vaccine. The president also spoke of the vaccine delivery time frame.
As soon as April, the vaccine will be available to the entire general population, with the exception of places like New York State, where for political reasons, the governor, he doesn't trust the fact that it's this administration, so we won't be delivering it to New York until we have authorization to do so. and Governor Cuomo will have to let us know when he's ready for it.
The president added, no medical breakthrough of this scope and magnitude has ever been achieved this rapidly, and we're very proud of it. Pfizer this week announced that its vaccine had been more than 90% effective in protecting patients against the virus that has killed more than 220,000 people in the United States. This is USA Radio News. The suspects in the death of Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia will have to wait for their trial behind bars. Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, reacted to the ruling.
I'm relieved they will stay behind bars. Today was a good day. Ahmaud was confused. Ahmaud had no idea that he was under attack.
A Chatham County Superior Court judge denied Travis and Gregory McMichael bail after 2 days of arguments. The third suspect, their neighbor, Williams Roddy Bryan, was denied bail earlier. All three men face murder charges for the death of the young black man who was killed while out for a run. Cooper Jones told the judge she feared the father and son would do the same thing again if the court set them free. The decision to deny bail hinged on a piece of evidence already viewed by millions of people. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. No matter what happens with this election, one thing is for sure. There is 35% of America does not trust the electoral process now. And there will be the entirety of everybody that voted for Donald Trump will think the election was stolen. And I know that there's talk of all these lists and everything else, but listen, it's sort of hard to track 70 million people. Now, William Barr, the Attorney General, who I'm not a big fan of, but he has mobilized the Department of Justice. He did an end around one of his own departments, and that guy resigned in protest for him doing an end around because that guy's sort of a, I think he sort of thinks he's sort of a deep state mole. I don't remember his name. But he has mobilized them to engage as appropriate to investigate election fraud throughout America. And he is on very solid legal ground. It is a very simple means of addressing the greatest attempted political theft in American history. And I would rather be we, Trump Nation, than they, the Democrat Party's illegal operatives. This has to be done. This has to be done. It cannot be kicked down the road. That can't be kicked down the road. And but this goes back a ways, you know. Trump and his team laid the legal groundwork for identifying and prosecuting criminal behavior in 2017. In federal prosecution of election offenses, 8 edition 2017. Our constitutional system of representative government only works when the worth of honest ballots is not diluted by invalid ballots procured by corruption. So what happened is the Attorney General triggered the use of the DOJ legal handbook This is not good for the those who are involved in electoral cheating. For them, when the men and women in suits arrive on their doorstep to politely inquire, can you explain this, with this being one of the many felonies listed, the campaign operative is likely to immediately have a life-altering moment. As often as said, you can go easy or you can go hard, but make no mistake, you're going to address your behavior. And as the joke goes, never steal anything small, and the Democrat team certainly took that to heart. So at the moment of an investigation asking a low-level operative, what role did you play in this grand theft election, the massive conspiracy will begin to come apart at the seams. What young campaign worker wants to go to jail for Joe Biden? And so far, it looks like Biden will have trouble even keeping his own son out of entanglement with potential legal felony charges. Once again, I've seen a couple of speeches where it seems like he's trying to be conciliatory, trying to be presidential. But at the same time, he's doing the same thing Barack Obama did when he got out there and, activated the office of the president-elect, which doesn't exist. And they're doing things, and the ATF is talking to them, and he's talking to heads of state, which is right now it's a violation of the Logan Act because nothing's been certified. Nothing has been, nothing is done. All the major news outlets are calling him president-elect. He's not getting up there saying, you know what, let's hold up and let's let this process play out. Now, when I'm talking about the people in suits, I'm not talking about the deep state operatives at the top, the FBI. We're talking about the FBI. I'm talking about the FBI special agents in the field. And adding to that phalanx of the FBI in the field, there's an absolutely no-nonsense U.S. Marshals Service. And if the evidence presents itself, there's also the world-class diligent Secret Service agents. The majesty and mission dedication that all Americans expect of our federal protectors is well placed. Don't let the horrific aberration of people like Jim Comey and those like him in D.C. paint in your minds that the FBI field agents are deep state swamp creatures. They don't work in D.C. Federal prosecutors also have solid legal guidelines because the Supreme Court has already established precedent for nationwide election fraud cases. In Anderson versus United States, that's cited in the DOJ criminal file. And, but there's also a big scary surprise for the election stealing criminals. There's now a new federal team in the field of battle at the Department of Homeland Security. And we get this, election infrastructure securities. I'm so excited about it, I'm slurring. Fair and free elections are a hallmark of American democracy. The American people's confidence in the value of their vote is principally reliant on their confidence in the security and resilience of the infrastructure that makes the nation's elections possible. Accordingly, an electoral process that is both secure and resilient is a vital national interest and one of the CISA's highest priorities. CISA is committed to working collaboratively with those on the front lines of elections, state and local governments, election officials, federal partners, and vendors, to maintain risk to the nation's election infrastructure. CISA will remain transparent and agile in its vigorous efforts to secure America's election infrastructure from new and evolving threats. The practical result of these teams fighting in the 2020 election campaign can already be seen. You're not seeing it because, of course, the fake stream media. But right now, interviews are being conducted in the field and hard evidence is being accumulated with federal prosecutors building cases and the need for a rocket docket directly to the Supreme Court. And I suspect that the conspiracy will crumble as the minions and the mid-level political miscreants try to find some sort of legal safe haven. And it's simple. As the DHS team chases illegal computer voting trons, many of those in criminal legal trouble may see an opportunity to get out of jail free by singing to the fence. Essentially, the computer ate my homework defense, with the press calling it a computer glitch, will collapse, and then significant votes may swing back to the correct column. If it takes walking a few conspirators to identify and correct many machine-directed misvotes, I'm good. This means Trump will eventually win. And just look, you know, coming out of Michigan, fixed computer glitch turns losing Republican into winner in Oakland County. A computer error led election officials in Oakland County to hand an upset victory Wednesday to a Democrat, only to switch the win back to an incumbent Republican a day later. There should be some others happening in Michigan. John James should be a senator. He should have flipped a seat. Soon, many computer errors, I suspect, will be corrected. And these election thief conspirators that took the analog route by corrupting hard copy ballots by either throwing away Trump votes and or adding illegal Biden votes, well, they could become cooperating witnesses. Or else too bad for them, because I hope they enjoy their stay at a club fed and living with a lifelong felony conviction in the thereafter. You're not hearing about this because the media is not reporting it. If you don't know by now, you're very. I go to three websites for my blog news. I go to townhall.com, dailycaller.com, and American Thinker. And now I go to Newsmax and One America News Network. And like I said, we were already beginning to see. People are beginning to feel this, like Fox came in third for the first time in years in cable news, behind CNN and CNN and MSNBC. And CNN wouldn't be where they're at if they didn't have the airports. Nobody watches CNN. Nobody watches CNN. When we get back, I'm probably going to go. I'm going to be indelicate. Is that a nice way to put it? I'm going to be indelicate. This is Gun Owners NewsHour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Let's do this one more time, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. I don't have to go see my chiropractor today. He's in California. So that means I don't get cracked. But I digress. There are some people out there that will not believe the Democrats when the Democrats clearly telegraph what they intend to do. And then they'll vote for Democrats because they'll say, I'm a free thinker and I'm a this and I'm a that. And I believe in this and I believe in that. And then when you try to point things out to them, well, then their cup runneth over with arrogance. Now, to give you an idea of that common thread, Joe Biden has declared election victory even as President Donald Trump continues to challenge results in several states. Even though they have now pulled back two states that put him over the top. That's also something that hasn't come out. So right now, the electoral count is actually, he doesn't have 270-plus votes. But he's declared himself the winner. Runoffs are slated for both the U.S. Senate seats from Georgia, which could decide the balance of power in Washington, D.C., which we only need to win one, and whether agendas get an unquestioned green light or hit roadblocks. The Biden camp is already forming the presidential transition team, and increased gun control is on the table. And while everyone is trying to read the political tea leaves to predict what will happen, the firearm industry is going to take somewhat of a pragmatic approach. We should take Biden at his word when it comes to gun control. He's given plenty of public comment to know exactly what he wants to do. If he's unchecked, it's nothing short of trying to gut the Second Amendment right and reduce it to a nanny state privilege that's closely monitored and meted out piecemeal to a select few. It will be challenged in court, very likely with this Supreme Court. It would get turned back and declared unconstitutional. By the same token, getting out there and trusting the freedom of this country to nine people sort of makes me nervous. This is why I started looking at things. It also means the firearm industry would be decimated because they would be harassed constantly. They would be overburdening regulation and a bevy of laws that won't improve public safety, but would render us vulnerable to criminals. Now, Joe Biden thinks the enemy is gun manufacturers. Everybody else in the Democratic Party thinks the enemy is you. And like I said, I had somebody on the show. He voted for a Democrat. He voted for Biden. And that's okay. He can vote for Biden. But while he's out there voting for Biden, some of the things he says, while he's trying to, he leads people astray. It's quite the contradiction, listening to him talk. He doesn't really believe, I think, what he says. It's almost like it's more of an attention-seeking mechanism. And these are the people some other people are listening to, because he'll say things like, well, I think you should be able to have pot. And I think you should be able to have gay marriage. And, you know, there's some states that pot consumption and pot purchase is legal. So if that's your thing, move to one of those states. Gay marriage is one of those things that somehow the Supreme Court found to be constitutional, even though it's not articulated. I don't think marriage at all is in the Constitution. But when you start laying out these criteria and everything, it can become confusing. And the Second Amendment right is not really a confusing amendment. It shall not be infringed. It's a simple thing. Somebody was asking me where I think the limits should be on what we should be allowed to have. And, you know, there's some things that are just not practical. Like, I fired more than once when I was in the service a TOW missile, which is it's a gas to fire one of those people. I swear to God, it's just so cool. You launch it and you hear a whirring sound that throws it out, and you know, it's tube fired, optically aimed, wire guided. That's what TOW stands for. And you basically have a little, you know, got a wire connected to a joystick, and you just track it down there, and it takes out a tank. The actual launcher for one of those is pretty heavy. You wouldn't really want to, you know, the best way to fire one of those things is to have it mounted on an armored personnel carrier. So that's not a weapon that I would consider something that we should be able to, or would want to carry. Now, anything that's man or woman portable, however you want to put it, I'm all for that. I'm all for that. The automatic weapon Picadillo and some of the other stuff, I'm not interested in the things that make a weapon seem automatic as much as I am in an automatic weapon. A true automatic weapon fires at a faster rate of fire than any of these semi-auto enhancing devices can do, bump stocks. The binary trigger is actually pretty good. It's the better of the two, and it's legal. But I digress. His gun control plan, Biden's gun control plan, would criminalize private firearm sales, requiring every transfer to be conducted universal background checks, which then means we have to have a registry, by the way. He wants to crack down on the retailers using the ATF as an anvil by which to crush businesses for even minor clerical errors and inspections. He wants to have mandatory smart gun technology, because he watched Skyfall the other day. And, you know, he led a task force in the Obama administration. It wasn't ready for testing then, and it's still not ready today. But this is the beginning of the Biden control gun control agenda. And it's also swollen to include every radical gun control wish list item. A national state-by-state licensing scheme, rationing gun rights to just one sale per month. He would destroy the firearms industry by pushing to repeal the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, which means that every little activist group out there could sue somebody for a weapon working the way it works. He admitted to Anderson Cooper in a 2019 interview that he would pursue an unconstitutional firearm confiscation agenda. Cooper said, to the gun owners out there who say a Biden administration means they're going to come for my guns, Cooper said, bingo! Biden interrupted. You're right. If you have an assault weapon, which is what he refers to Pete, our personal defense weapons, the fact of the matter is they should be illegal, period. And this goes much further than reenacting the failed 1994 assault weapons ban. And in that same interview, Biden agreed it didn't reduce crime. That means he'd go after the you know, there's 20 million plus of these things out there today, probably more. What I would do, he says, is institute a national buyback program. He admitted that the outright confiscation of this, of these weapons for lawful ownership was a constitutional hurdle. He said, right now, there's no legal way that I'm aware where you could deny the right if they had legally purchased them. But we can, in fact, make a major effort to get them off the street and out of the possession of people. That was in 2019. Now he's looking for loopholes. And he wants to reclassify the semi-auto to fall under the National Firearms Act. So the more than century-old technology would be treated in the same fashion as short-barreled rifles and machine guns, which would require owners to be put on federal lists and submit fingerprints and photos, inform law enforcement officers, endure duplicitous background checks, wait more than 9 months for approval, and buy a $200 tax stamp. A Biden administration, which is already happening with BLM, he's going to be quickly hounded by gun control people like Bloomberg, who just spent $1 billion on this, and everywhere he did it, he failed. Moms Demand Action. Giffords is going to be there because, you know, my husband, he's over there in the Senate. Brady's going to be there. And that's who a Biden administration would work for. And not you. And Biden made clear that when he told Detroit union worker Jerry Wayne, you're full of the bad word for excrement. He later added, I'm not working for you. But Biden, who claims to be a blue-collar guy, doesn't think much of the everyday individual carrying a lunch pail to the factory floor that wants to exercise the Second Amendment right during free time. He's much more attuned to the far-left radical agenda of U.S. Senator Kamala Harris. The firearm industry believes him. If you take Biden at anything less than his word, that would be personal malfeasance. And for some of these guns, 2A gun guys that are out there saying he's not going to do that, that is absolutely malfeasance. So, we should, you know, it's not nuance, it's not rhetoric. I'll talk to you again next weekend. Between now and then, stay awake, be very aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.